It's right here. There you go, Mitchell. Yeah, we got you. One. Woo! All right. Welcome back. We're so glad you guys are here for this the next series in our Stretch series, and I'm excited to be able to share with you tonight. Trotter last week talked about how we can add some spiritual disciplines into our lives, and I hope you guys took some time to take that serious and make a commitment to add spiritual disciplines to your life. But this week, we're going to talk about bad habits or bad things that we do in our life, okay? We all have them, whether it's biting your nails or daydreaming in school or playing that addicting game on your phone or checking your phone because the notifications are always popping up nonstop, right? Or anything else that you might have that just takes all of your time. We all have bad habits. So to illustrate this, I got a set of junior high guys, I think Jeremiah and Matthew, and I got a couple of senior high girls on. Come on up here, Pelly and Makaya, I think is believed. You'll have to help me. Come on up. Let's give them a round of applause. All right. So while they're coming up, raise your hand if you have ever thought, okay, Chris, yeah, I got bad habits, but I could stop them if I wanted to. I mean, I can stop it, I just don't want to. Raise your hand if you know you could stop it, but you just don't want to. Okay, a few honest people out there. All right, so to help illustrate this idea of how hard it is to actually get rid of bad habits, we're going to have a little bad habit shootout. All right, so who's your shooter? Who's your shooter? Who's your friend holding? Okay, so here's the rubber bands. And so actually, you're going to be cross-shooting at these bad habits. So this table is yours, and this table is yours, okay? And so some of the bad habits out here are like picking your nose, you know, staying up too late, biting nails, you know, spilling tea, lying. All right, so you're going to have, on the clock, you're going to have 1 minute, and you're going to feed these rubber bands to your buddies, and we're going to see how many bad habits you can actually take out. I'm going to step out of the way. Who's up for the junior hires right here? Yeah. All right. Who's up for the senior high girls? Yeah. You may have a chance. You may have a chance. All right. So here we go. We got a timer up on the screen for 60 seconds or a minute. Let's go, boys. Is that right? All right. Here we go. Go. Let's root them on. Come on. You guys, let's go. Let's go. Get those. I thought you said you knew how to fling rubber bands. Oh, almost won. Come on, you got 45 seconds. Oh. All right, here we go. Oh. Oh, you got some. You got some right here. I think. What? Somebody in this small group is going to teach him how to flick a rubber band. Matthew, you said. Oh, no. 23. Come on, Matthew. You can do one. It doesn't want to work. Oh, there was a good one. You almost got it. We got seconds. Let's count down. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. Very good. Now, okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to see how many we got left here. So you guys count how many they have left. We'll count here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's 10 bad habits on this table. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, 11, but I think he cheated. So yeah, you can just flick a few more and see what you can do. Okay, never. Here, how about this? How about I just luck? There we go. I'll knock a couple more off for you. Let's give it up for them real quick. All right, so the issue is, wouldn't it be great for you guys if you could actually, like, flick your habits like this, just flick them away? I mean, it was a little bit more difficult for Matthew, but that's okay. He got it. You know, he made his own way, right? All right, thank you guys. You can have a seat. Thanks for helping me illustrate this. I got some prizes for you guys, if you need our girls, right after the sermon, so don't forget to come and see me. So, bad habits, right? They are hard to get rid of. They're hard to get out of our lives, okay? And so I think it would be really nice if it was easy to just, you know, be able to flick your habits away, and unfortunately it's not that simple, right? So I have to confess, you know, I got to be real with you guys, because I have a bad habit, and let's see where it's at. It's you might call it a small addiction. I don't know, maybe. But these little babies right here, I got some kindred spirits. These little babies right here, they're like my kryptonite. I cannot help myself with this. And I am ashamed to say that I really, like when I'm stressed out, I will go to the cupboard and I will grab handfuls of these things and be like, yes. And, you know, and then I'll go sit in the chair in a coma and later. And so, but I can't not do it. It got so bad one time, and my wife will attest to this, you can ask her, that she had to stop buying the Sam's bag, and she had to buy the little small bags. She had to go back to doing that just so she could have bags to make chocolate chip cookies. She would literally have to hide them from me, I mean, in weird places, like way high in the cupboard that she can't reach and that I would never go look. So it got that bad. I'm just ashamed to say that. But, you know, I have gotten better. I have, you know, learned. This bag, is Rebecca in here? This bag's lasted, what, a month, right, babe? That's pretty, she's like, maybe. So it got that bad. I have gotten better, a teeny tiny better. I don't get as big of handfuls anymore. I get small handfuls. But then I go get a big spoonful of peanut butter. Oh. And then I put them on there ever so lightly, and then I flip it over, and I'm like, oh, yeah. How many's with me on that? Okay, hey, we're going to be buds. We're going to be buds. We're going to be, no, not going to be buds. Oh, we can be buds. Okay, all right. So I'll get you some peanut butter, and me and you will have a little party later on and eat some chocolate chips. All right. So everybody, seriously, though, there are bad habits in my life. I've had bad habits. Eating peanut butter and chocolates, you know, or biting your nails, or constantly looking up your phone and looking and checking your notifications, all that stuff. Listen, that might not be like serious damage to your spiritual life, but there are things that are. There are habits in our life that really can affect our spiritual growth. And so I really want you to be honest in the next few minutes with yourself. We're going to have a little bit more fun. So I'm going to ask you to stand, no matter what I say, if this is something that you struggle with, and you know, you're going to have to be honest. You might not want to stand. And then I want you to keep standing. I want you to sit down and stand back up after every one. But just stand if you've ever had this issue. Stand up if you have ever held a grudge. Oh man. Wow. Okay, we got a few people sitting. Okay. All right, here, just stay standing. Stop pointing at the person you have a grudge with. Okay, that's not right. We don't do that. All right, stand up if you're still sitting. Stand up if there is somebody in your life that you just can't stand. You're like, I just can't stand this person. Oh my gosh. Okay, all right, keep standing. Stand up if you've ever spilled tea. You know what I'm talking about, like gossiped. Okay. Oh, you don't have to sit down. Don't sit down. You keep standing. All right, keep standing, or stand if you're still sitting, if you are like, I'm not going to stand on any of these because I don't want anybody to know that I did those things. You can stand now. All right, if you don't want to stand and you're still lying, if you've ever used a your mom joke, then stand. Okay, that got everybody. All right, you can have a seat. Okay, you can have a seat. That one was for Ashley, by the way. Okay. So for real, we've had a lot of fun. We want to get serious just for a few minutes, because all of those things, except, you know, for the your mom joke, sometimes we have fun with that, right? But most of those things that affect our spiritual life, guys, those are called sins. That's just what they're called from God's word. And they are bad habits that harm us spiritually. And so what you just did, just being honest, you stood up and you said, yep, that's what I struggle with. That reminds us all that we've all missed the mark, and we all mess up from time to time. And we have room to grow. You and I both have room to grow. So tonight we're going to explore how we can stretch our faith by letting those things go. And we also want to stretch our faith by taking on some things that can help our faith grow. Okay? So Romans 12, 1 and 2 is where we started the series. I want to reread that for you so you can just get a context of what we're trying to talk about. Here it goes. It's on the screen. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. You see what Paul is talking about? Transformation is the goal here. For you to transform, for your life to be transformed. Guys, following Jesus just isn't a one-time decision that you made a long time ago, if you've made a decision to follow Christ. Following Jesus is about a lifelong stretching and growing in your faith so that you can become more like Christ. And as followers of Jesus, Paul said, you shouldn't look and act like the world. You shouldn't become like them more and more each day. You should be transformed into the image of Jesus. And so only God is the one that can transform us. He's the only one. But there are some things that he asks us to do to help make that transformation take place. We're responsible for our actions, and we want to explore that tonight in Romans 12, 16 through 21. Last week we read about the new habits called spiritual disciplines. Paul said you could start those habits, and you can grow your faith, and you can love people more, and you can fall in love with Jesus more, and be more like him. But now we want to look at what else Paul has to say about stretching our faith from Romans 12, 16 through 21. If you see it highlighted, that's your part, okay? So here we go, verse 16. Live in harmony with one another. Do not,
yeah.
But be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not,
be
do not,
be
very good. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not, but overcome evil with good. Paul gave us a really good list of things here that are do nots. And he said basically, don't be proud, don't be conceited, don't hold grudges, don't look for revenge, and don't let sin control you, right? And there's a lot of don'ts in this part of Scripture, and depending on your personality, you might be affected differently about do not statements. You might be like, yes, Chris, I'm okay with do not statements because it gives me a clear picture of what I'm supposed to do, and I like that because now I know what to do, and I will do it, right? And you're cool with it. Others of you have a personality that was like, don't tell me what to do. I don't like being told what to do. And you're like kind of rebellious, and you don't. When you hear a do not, you're like, I think I will, right? Because that's just how you are, all right? Maybe some of you are like, you have this personality where you feel like, Chris, it doesn't matter. It's just hopeless because I can't do it anyway. I can't do what Paul wants me to do. I find myself rarely ever being able to do what Paul is talking about here. So you might feel hopeless in this. Well, the problem with the long list of don'ts in Scripture, it can leave us feeling like a little empty and lost. I mean, you get it. When we're told that we shouldn't talk and react and treat people in a certain way, it leaves us wondering, well, how do we do it? What do we do? How am I supposed to respond when I'm hurt or frustrated or angry? You know, how am I supposed to take this in and not let sin control me? How do I stop, right? Well, there's a scene in a movie called Gravity that I think can teach us something. Dr. Ryan Stone is an astronaut on a spacewalk in Earth's orbit, and when she's out there, the satellite is hit by some debris that she's holding onto, and a piece of the satellite is knocked loose and sent spinning into space with her still attached to it. Now, our partner, before this clip that we're going to watch in just a second, tells her, let go before you go into deep space. And he's like frantically trying to get her to let go of what she has a hold of. And if you look, you'll see the reflection of what she has a hold of in her mask. You'll see it in the clip. But he's saying, let go, let go. And she finally lets go. And it's super terrifying and it's super weird. So let's watch it so you can kind of get the idea.
Copy. Houston, this is Mission Specialist Ryan Stone. I am off structure and I'm drifting. Do you copy?
Dizzy already just watching that, seeing the world rotate over and over and over again. So she lets go, right? But do you know what's happening? Do you see what's happening? I mean, if she wants to survive, she literally has to realize that what she has a hold of is not going to help her. And she has to let go of it. And so she does, but right when she lets go of it, she's like, oh, I'm still spinning. I still need to find something to grab onto. And that's kind of what we're talking about. That's what Paul is talking about. We have to let some things go. And guys, I've had to deal with a lot of things, a lot of bad habits in my life, and I've learned to let most of those, all those habits go. But letting go has taught me this one important lesson about faith. Here it is. If you want to grow in your faith, you have to let go of what's pulling you away from God so you can grab onto something that will bring you closer to Him. You catching the idea? And with that in mind, let's look back at the passage that we just read, because I want you to see that Paul gave us those things in his word so that we can not just hear the don'ts and see the don'ts. Don't be prideful. Don't be conceited. Don't have grudges. Don't find revenge on someone. Don't be controlled by sin. He gives us other ideas in the same passage of Scripture. So I want you to read the highlighted verses, and actually you're going to start the Scripture with us on this part, okay? And it's the same passage of Scripture, verse 16. It's going to be on the screen. And this is your part. You ready? One, two, three, go.
Live in harmony
with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with
people of low position.
Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but be careful to do
what is right
in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you,
live at peace
with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, "It is mine to avenge. I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but did you hear? Did you hear what's happening? There are ideas that you and I can grab onto. Paul gives us the very ideas to overcome all the things that he wants us to let go. If you're going to live in harmony, then you're going to have humility, right? If you're going to associate with people of low position, then you're going to have compassion. You're going to pick up compassion. If you're going to do what is right in the eyes of everyone, you're going to grow in integrity, right? If you're going to live at peace, then you're going to be a peace-loving person. You're going to be a person that wants to bring peace to people. And if you want to overcome evil, then you're going to do that by finding out what is good, what God's goodness is. And you're going to seek after that and pick it up. Paul wrote this because he wants his people to grab on to what God is giving us. And guys, if we're just going to ignore it, we're never ever going to be stretched in our faith. And before you can do that, you have to let the things that are harming your walk with God, you have to let them go. Otherwise, they're going to eat you up. And they will follow you throughout your life. You can't hold on to them. Now, I know letting go of bad habits, it's not easy. This is a difficult stretch that we're asking you to do. And on your own, you and I are not good at doing this. We can't do it. We can't do what's right sometimes. We can't do what's helpful sometimes or what's Christ-like sometimes. But aren't you glad that we have a Savior, Jesus, that lives within us, that lives for us, that lives through us, and gives us the power to let go of the things that harm us in our faith and our walk with Him. And He gives us the things that we can walk in Him and be new and be strong. To do this, guys, you have to let God check you. In other words, you have to give Him permission to check your life, to check it. And I've heard it said often, sometimes in different ways, but I've heard it said this phrase, a life unchecked is soon to be wrecked. And guys, through Jesus, you don't have to wait for that day. You can drop the things that are not transforming your life right now, and you can take a hold of the things that God is giving you in this word today to help you transform your life. Instead of following the world into a slow fade that literally the world wants you to follow, you can take a hold of what God has given you in this scripture. If you want to stretch your faith and you want to grow stronger, the good news is you can do that tonight. Like our friend Dr. Stone had to let go of what was pulling her into deep space, you can let go of the habits that are continuing to pull you away from God. You can do it. And you can grab a hold of the things that we just explored in the passage today by stretching your faith, pulling those things closer to you so that you can be closer to God. It's all about stretching your faith. The first thing we talked about in this series was it's all about making a commitment. And if you're new with us, you're going to be talked about, that's going to be talked about in your small group, to make a commitment to God to start a new spiritual habit. And now, guys, you can stretch your faith by letting these things go. So I get it. Changing any bad habit is hard because our habits are things that we do automatically without thinking about it, right? But those habits, even though they're automatic, they do not have to be permanent. You can let them go. One of the best things we can do when trying to break a habit is to seek out accountability. We can ask people to check us and ask us how we are doing. But we have to get clear about which behavior or behaviors we want to let go of and then ask others to help us. And this can happen tonight. You can actually take this challenge that I'm about to give you. We have wristbands at five different locations of different colors. We have green, we have white, we have blue, we have orange, and pink, thanks. You can choose the color you want, and you can choose to do this in your small groups. On your way out, you're going to be able to grab one from one of the adult leaders. And here's what I want you to do on the wristband, if you want to accept the challenge. One, I want you to write down on it, on the outside, a sin or something that you struggle with, that you want to let go. And you can write anywhere on the bracelet. Just make sure you leave room for another word, because you're going to write down other things. You can write down, I deal with pride, I deal with anger, I deal with gossip, I'm afraid. Whatever it is, you can write that down. And then I want you to write another word on there. I want you to write a word that kind of counters that I will not be afraid, or I will show humility, or I will show forgiveness, or kindness, or trust. Your small group leader will help navigate you through that. And there's two reasons I hope you wear this band, this bracelet, around your wrist. Two reasons. Here it is. One is a visual reminder to you that of the transformation you want to see. I want to be kinder. I wrote kindness on mine. You're like, Chris, you're kind all the time. Not all the time. I have thoughts about you. Just being honest, you know? So I don't want to sin that way. I don't want to sin by being unkind in my heart. The second reason is I want this to be an invitation to people around you that trust you to help you grow and continue to stretch you to becoming more like Jesus. That's what I hope this does. Stretching your faith by letting go of something that is harming your walk with God is worth it. And I hope you do it. I hope you do that in your small groups tonight. Let me pray. God, you're good to us. And tonight, Lord, we've been challenged by Paul to see clearly there are things that we do that hurt our relationship with you, move us further away from you. And there are clear things in your word tonight, Lord, that we can do, that we can pick up and hold on to and make a part of our lives that will draw us close to you. And so, Lord, I pray the students and leaders tonight have those conversations that would make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen.